You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Barrett. Veronica Rickert will be back with me on Monday. Girl Scout cookie season is one of the best seasons. You can pick up delicious cookies from the sales representative from your local Girl Scout troop, but you can only get these cookies a few months out of the year, and they don't last long, in my experience. So what are we supposed to do for the rest of the year? Our next guest has an answer. She wrote a piece for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel food section about how to make Girl Scout-style cookies at home. You can find a link to that piece on the Central Time Facebook page. We want to hear from you now. What's your favorite Girl Scout cookie? Have you ever tried to make Girl Scout cookies or other store-bought type cookies or treats at home? How'd it go? Did it work? And do you ever pair Girl Scout cookies with other desserts or foods? Do you have a wine and cookie pairing preference? Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. Alicia Witwicky joins us now to talk about making our own Girl Scout cookies at home. She's a Milwaukee area food writer. Alicia, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you, Rob. Thanks so much for having me.
So what led you to tackle this challenge of finding good recipes to make Girl Scout style cookies at home?
So it actually started last year. I wrote a different article for the Journal Sentinel all about using leftover Girl Scout cookies if you actually had any leftover.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I know.
You're saying words that don't make any sense. Leftover Girl Scout. Oh, I'm sorry, I interrupted. Go on.
So if you do have leftover cookies, there are so many cool things you could do with them. Like, for example, I made thin mint brownies, which were excellent. I also used thin mints to make my own, like, shamrock shake that you can find at McDonald's. So this year, I thought, you know, why not try to tackle how to make the exact cookies. So I've always kind of had this in my mind, and this year I just felt like it was the year to finally do it.
Now, to clarify, before we get angry calls and emails, you're not suggesting that people not buy Girl Scout cookies, the originals. You're doing something in addition here, not instead, right?
Exactly. It is so important to support the Girl Scouts because when they sell their cookies, it really helps the girls with their entrepreneurship and the confidence they get from selling cookies. So definitely keep supporting your local Girl Scouts. But if you run out of cookies or just really want to get creative in the kitchen, trying the homemade version is really something fun that you can do.
Now, you went kind of hunting around online for recipes to test out. Are a lot of people trying to do this, trying to make their own Girl Scout style cookies?
I would say so. I have been on Pinterest for a few years, and kind of in my feed, I would see things like this. More often, I would see recipes that use Girl Scout cookies, so I had to do a little bit of digging to find, okay, how do I make my own peanut butter sandwich cookie or Thin Mint? So basically, you know, I've been cooking and baking for so many years that once I found recipes, I would really make sure to read through them to see what kind of ingredients they used, would it make sense, because not everything you're going to find online is going to be a knockout. Thankfully, all of the ones that I picked, all of the ones that are printed in our paper, are all winners that I would recommend to anyone to try.
And you had a dedicated taste tester, I understand.
Yes. So my fiance, Brenton Gaspiderik, tasted all of my cookies, and he said that his favorites by far were the Caramel Delights, which start with a shortbread cookie and have a coconut caramel topping, and they're drizzled with chocolate. I also had other friends and relatives try these cookies. My mom's favorites were actually the peanut butter patties, which have the shortbread cookie, a peanut butter filling, and then the whole thing is dipped in chocolate. So, but those were definitely the top two.
Yeah, I want to get back to those peanut butter patties because they're the best ones. But we have the Caramel Delight style recipe. In some places, they've been called Samoas, I think, in the past. We have the recipe on our website and on the Central Time Facebook page. So talk us through how we make these Caramel Delight type cookies. How hard is it? What do we do?
I feel like out of all of the cookies, this, even though to me it's so easy, it takes a little bit of time. What you want to do is start out by making just a simple shortbread cookie dough, which has, you know, your typical ingredients like butter, flour, sugar, and you make the dough, and then I think you chill it for a while because you want to make sure that the dough is really nice and chilled before you roll it out. I actually found the cookie cutter to make that perfect, like almost like a mini donut shape at Pearl La Tab in Bayshore, which is in Glendale, Wisconsin, and it was just the perfect size cookie cutter for that. So once you roll out your dough and you press all of your cookies, you take like the circular imprints and just bake it on a cookie sheet for maybe about 10 minutes. It's really quick. And then once that's cooled, you want to take shredded coconut and toast it yourself, just in a saucepan on your stove, really light. And then you take those little caramels, like the square ones that come individually wrapped, and you unwrap them, and then using the caramels and some heavy whipping cream and then the shredded coconut, mixing that together, that's how you make that really good creamy caramel layer. So then once you put that on the cookie, wait for it to cool down again, and then you just melt some chocolate chip or baking chocolate, whatever you have on hand, and you actually want to dip the bottom of the cookie in chocolate, and then just kind of take a fork and drizzle some extra chocolate on top. And if you ask me, the homemade cookies are much, much better than the packaged Girl Scout cookies. I'd hate to say that, but they're just so homemade and fresh and delicious.
Are these ones that are really good right out of after they've cooled a little, but still warm out of the oven?
Oh, yeah. So basically, by the time you're eating them, everything should be cooled down.
Oh, yeah, I get it. Okay.
Unlike like a chocolate chip cookie that you would make that's really good warm, you really want to make sure that each step of this cookie process, the layers have cooled. That way, you know, if you had like really hot caramel, for example, and then you're drizzling chocolate on top, it's just going to slide right off. So, but by the time you make them and they're all cooled, they're just so delicious. And they'll actually keep for a few days on your countertop if they can last that long, and they taste just as good. And another thing to know, I actually tried freezing these as well just to see how they would hold up. So I put them in, I have a vacuum sealer at home, and I vacuum packed a few of them and maybe had them 2 weeks later, and they were just as good as when I made them that day.
Talking to Alicia Witwicky, she's a food writer. She took on a challenge of making cookies inspired by Girl Scout cookies at home. We were just talking about a caramel delight type of cookie. We've got a suggested recipe linked on the Central Time Facebook page. So, Alicia, a thing about these cookies, a lot of them, looking at the different recipes, these are multi-stage processes. When I bake cookies, I want something usually I can stir up, plop on a pan, bake them, and then they're done. So none of these are quite that simple, are they?
I would say it's the easiest one that you're going to do is the homemade shortbread one.
Oh, yeah.
The tree smiles. So that's like the blue box that you'll find. That one is the easiest because all you're doing is making the shortbread cookie, kind of like rolling it into a log, cutting it, and baking it. So that one's by far the easiest. The other ones are a little bit more involved.
I have made shortbread cookies. It's been a while. But yeah, that is pretty straightforward. So one thing, these aren't going to look like Girl Scout cookies necessarily when they're done. If you put them back in your empty package, you're not going to fool anybody into thinking they're eating the original thing.
Oh, definitely not. They definitely look homemade, but I feel like that's almost the charm in making them. Mm-hmm. Whenever you try to recreate any recipe or, you know, especially these cookies, they're going to look a little bit, you know, they're not going to be exactly circular. They're not all going to be the same like cookie height, you know, when they say like, oh, cut all, you know, 1/8 of an inch thick. It's like, you know, you're not going to be exact the whole time. And when you buy Girl Scout cookies, obviously they're mass produced, so they're all going to be completely uniform and perfect. But I feel like that's part of the charm in them is that they're all a little bit different.
We're talking to food writer Alicia Witwicky about how to make our favorite Girl Scout cookies, versions of them in our own home kitchen. Could be a good family project, I would think. If my kids are patient enough, I could try that with them. We're taking your calls, too, at 800-642-1234. Do you have a favorite Girl Scout cookie? Have you been out selling cookies this year? How's it been going? What is your favorite kind of Girl Scout cookie to eat? Have you tried making desserts with them? Our guest has. We'll maybe talk about that a little bit. And have you ever tried to replicate either something like a Girl Scout cookie, or I've seen people make, you know, Little Debbie or Hostess snack cakes at home? I've had really good ones, actually. One of my aunts made that. Have you ever tried to do this? Replicate the stuff you buy on the store shelf. Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Central Time Facebook page. Get a recipe there, too. We'll pick up the conversation, maybe hear from you after a look at the news with Jay Carlisle Larson. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our discussion now on Food Friday with Alicia Witwicky. She's a Milwaukee area food writer, and she experimented. She found recipes online, put them to the test. The goal, replicating as best she could Girl Scout cookies at home. You could join in at 800-642-1234. What is your favorite kind of Girl Scout cookie? Have you ever tried to make your own, as our guest did? How'd it go? What do you like to eat or drink with Girl Scout cookies? Have you ever made wacky desserts using those cookies as a foundation? Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. We've got a recipe there for a cookie very much like the Caramel Delights. We'll go to our callers now. David starts us off in Milwaukee. David, hi.
Hi. My favorite Girl Scout cookie, I will only eat the Samoas. We call them Samoas in Texas.
Yeah, it's different from state to state, I think. We get Caramel Delights in some places, too. Why do you like them so much?
I don't even know. It's so delicious. It's like the perfect combination of caramel chocolate, and I'm a diehard on coconut. And my roommate, he was supporting his niece. He bought, I think it was like around $130 worth of Samoas.
Whoa.
Yeah. And, we're getting through them all right.
How many more do you have left after that $130 worth of them?
Oh, roughly 15 or so boxes, I'd say.
Okay. Well, pace yourself, David. Don't eat them all at once. So, Alicia, I don't think I asked, what is your personal favorite?
You know what? I'm probably in the minority, but I really love the peanut butter oatmeal sandwich cookies.
Oh, those are really good, too. Yeah.
Yeah, they're called the Do-Si-Dos. I love, ripping them apart, and then I'll lick all the filling, and then I'll just kind of, let the cookie part dissolve in my mouth, and I'll make it last as long as I can.
Oh, yeah. Those are great cookies. Well, David, thanks for that call. You can share your cookies with us if you need to. We can help you. We'll go next to Heather on the line in Madison. Heather, hi.
Hi there. I have two things. One, I have made what I would say a faux thin mint.
Okay.
And not truly from scratch. This recipe is super easy. It's two ingredients from the grocery store. It's Ritz crackers and mint-flavored chocolate chips melted. So you dip
okay.
the Ritz cracker into the chocolate and then let them cool. And quite honestly, you'd be kind of surprised. They really actually do taste pretty close to a thin mint.
I'll say, Heather, I would be very surprised. That sounds terrible.
I know. I tried it because my daughter wanted to try it. But she also sells Girl Scout cookies, and it's been a pretty good year. But I have to agree, the peanut butter sandwiches are not a top seller by any means.
Huh.
They are one of my faves, too.
All right, Heather, thanks so much. Ritz cracker with melted mint chocolate chips around them. Alicia, you also tried to replicate Thin Mints, and you got a little more involved than that. What went into your Thin Mints?
So this one is a little bit more complicated than that. what you want to do is you make a kind of like the shortbread cookie, but it's with cocoa powder in it.
Hmm.
So you're making a chocolate cookie, then you're just cutting out little circles to create that shape. And then to get that mint flavor, you're melting chocolate chips, mint extract. And then once all of your cookies are cooled, then you're dipping it into the chocolate. If you ask me, that one, as far as the homemade goes, is the only one that doesn't quite hit the store, or I guess the real Girl Scout cookie. It's not as crunchy as the ones you get from your Girl Scouts. They're still really good cookies, but just that one was a little bit off. To tell you the truth, Heather's suggestion I feel like would have saved me a lot of time.
Huh.
So maybe I should have tried that one.
That makes me feel like the times when I'm like, oh, I really need dessert. I've got some graham crackers and frosting. I call it graham cracker frosting snack. It just sounds like, yeah, making do with what you got. But I guess she said we'd be surprised, better than it sounds. Well, we'll go to another caller. Thanks for that, Heather. I will go to Alex now in Menominee Falls. Alex, hi.
Hi. I was wondering if she came across any recipes that were vegan or gluten-free, and if she wondered if those recipes would be just as good as the original Girl Scout type cookie recipes.
Oh, Alicia, anything like that out there that you saw?
For the most part, no. And I feel like I love gluten. I'm not adverse to like gluten-free anything. So I've tried those types of products, you know, from friends who've baked. As far as what's out there, you're not going to find a lot. I feel like those key ingredients, all of these cookies have butter in them, they've got flour, and I feel like if you really want to recreate the Girl Scout cookie, you need to use ingredients like that or else they're not going to taste the same. I feel like if you want to try a gluten-free option or a vegan option and use, you know, maybe a shortening or something like that, I still think it's going to make a good cookie. It's just not going to be like a replicate, like what I was trying to do with my article.
Alex, yeah, sorry, but maybe search out the vegan and gluten-free cooking websites for this sort of thing, and I don't know, maybe you'll stumble across something. Thanks a lot for calling in. We are talking about trying to replicate Girl Scout cookies at home, and you can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have a favorite Girl Scout cookie? Have you tried cooking your own, as some of our callers have? How'd they come out? 800-642-1234 is the number. Alicia Witwicky, a Milwaukee area food writer, wrote about this in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Nikki joins us next in Green Bay. Nikki, hi.
Hi, how are you guys doing today?
Good. What do you got for us?
Well, I'm actually working at the Green Bay Girl Scouts office.
And oh, right now?
Yeah, we are. Yep, I am. And our cookies are just coming in. So the girls themselves should be out there dropping off their cookies within this next week, which is exciting for us because, well, me especially, because I love making brownies with my cookies.
So how do you use the which cookies, first of all, and how do you integrate them into the brownies?
Well, I like making mint brownies, and so what I do is I take the thin mints and take about a half a box of them and I crush them up and put them in just with the regular batter I make with all my regular brownies, and oh gosh, are they good.
Oh, any other treats? That sounds great. Do you any use for the peanut butter type ones?
You know, I don't personally, although my favorite is actually the lemons on lemonades, and I love it with my lemon tea that I always have in the morning.
Oh, that sounds good. Oh yeah, that'd be like biscuits in England with tea time. Brilliant. Thank you so much for that, Nikki. So yeah, you mentioned earlier, Alicia, using thin mints and brownies. You've done this, right?
I have, and it's so interesting how our last caller talked about the lemonades. I actually use those. I crush them up really fine to make a crust for a cheesecake. So that's also something you could do with almost any of these cookies. If you really love the thin mints or just the regular shortbread, you could just like put it in a food processor, crumble it up really fine, and then you could make your own pie crust with that.
All right, Nikki, thanks a lot, and good luck distributing the cookies there in Green Bay. Janelle is with us next in Menominee Falls. Janelle, hi.
Hi. My question is for Alicia, and it's about wine. And I'm wondering if you have any ideas about wine pairings for any of the cookies.
You know, I am a white wine lover. I also love rosé. So I feel like maybe some of the more, not bland cookies, but like less, ones that have like less of a deep flavor profile.
Like shortbread, maybe?
Shortbread, yes. Like that could go really nice with like a nice white wine, like anything that you like to drink. Maybe since I feel like chocolate goes really well with red wine, maybe if you were going to do maybe like a thin mint or even the peanut butter patties, maybe you could try that with like maybe a nice port wine if you like that. I feel like I would try that.
Wow. Okay. I'm not a wine guy, but I could see like a sweet port wine. I mean, there's a whole category called dessert wines, right? That could go with these little desserts.
Exactly. I feel like as long as you're taking the time to make your own cookies, you know, you're putting so much time and effort into them. When it comes to enjoying them, have them with whatever you like best. So if it's a sweet wine, if it's a really cold glass of milk, just kind of, you know, have whatever you want just to top off those cookies with.
All right, Alicia, what is either the next box of Girl Scout cookies or the next recipe of Girl Scout light cookies that you have planned to eat?
You know, I'm thinking I didn't have anyone sell, like come to my door and sell me Girl Scout cookies this year, but I always, whenever I'm grocery shopping, I'll always buy them from the Girl Scouts who are at the grocery store. So I'll probably be buying several boxes from them and eating all kinds.
All right, Alicia, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much. It was so great talking to you.
That was Alicia Witwicky. She's a Milwaukee area food writer. She was with us to talk about her piece on how to make cookies that are like Girl Scout cookies, but in your home kitchen. You can find a link to her piece and some recipes there on the Central Time Facebook page. Didn't get into those peanut butter patties. That's one I could actually see because those are my favorites. I think homemade ones would be really good.